I'm back in the hotel room. I can just hear the gentle buzz of the very empty fridge in the corner of the room. Not because I drunk its contents, but because it comes empty. I think I put a bottle of water in there, actually. It's been an incredible day. Very, very educational in one way. Interesting throughout. I've been blown away at this huge gig style rock and roll press day that Xbox have put on. It really is. I say Xbox has put on because there was very little mention, if any at all, of Microsoft. I don't think I remember Microsoft ever being talked about. I wonder if you'd mentioned Microsoft, everybody would have gone, "What? Microsoft makes the Xbox?" In shock. But strange phenomenon that it is. It was just so much going on, so much to talk about. And tonight, I kind of wish we'd had Wi-Fi in the restaurant. I wish we'd had proper Wi-Fi in the venue, then I could have done a little bit more audio viewing. But as it happens, I streamed what I could, snippets and breaking news as it was happening. A lot of people saying that the stream through Bambooza, which I was using, was anything up to 40 seconds faster than the mainstream, which is quite interesting. Same happened before when we were streaming the Prime Minister with Reuters from a mobile phone. So, things that I was impressed with, in particular, Project Natal, I thought that was pretty mind-blowing. Everybody expecting some kind of new controller. And of course, they got one with the Tony Hawk Skate Deck controller. But when you can suddenly see somebody on stage in real time controlling not just games but interfaces in a Minority Report style, but without any special clothing or special gloves, but very, very clever 3D imaging kind of hardware that watched exactly what the body was doing and could map the movements, and that this technology was kind of available for every Xbox back and forward. That was pretty special. I wasn't, as blown away with a lot of the sequels that came out. I thought Tom Clancy's new one was pretty phenomenal. Left 4 Dead, too gory for me ever to get my head around, but pretty amazing. And the integration of Twitter, fascinating. Fascinating. More kind of subliminal micro messaging needs to be used in a non-obtrusive way within games, and that's one thing I liked about the Clancy game was the way that the instructions for how you continue on in the game were projected upon services within the game. I thought that was really clever and not in your face. Final Fantasy 13, very, very busy screen. I'd maybe tomorrow I'll have to try and get a go of that to see exactly how I feel about that if the demos are available. I don't know. Because some of these games that were being announced aren't out for a very long time yet to come. But the tech was definitely something a lot of us wanted to talk about tonight. So yeah, Google Project Natal and find out a little bit more about that. There should be an awful lot online about it now. Now it's all been announced, a lot of people were impressed. I was impressed with the whole Beatles ensemble, the animation as it kind of kicked off. A lot of names in the room with Yoko Ono and Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney and Steven Spielberg, and then all the names of the designers of games, which I won't even risk reciting because I'm not that educated. And tomorrow, it's enthused me the more so for tomorrow. I really want to play these games and see how it feels, because some of them really did look immersive, like games, good games should be. So I'm looking forward to that definitely, and having decent Wi-Fi tomorrow so that I can audio boo a lot more, grab some interviews, any interviews, random observations, see what I can get my teeth into. So I'm gonna look forward to some deep, deep sleep. We've had a great meal with the group tonight, great conversation. And we've got a good chunk of time before we have to get up and do the do. Another day in LA tomorrow. Speak to you then.